what we feel in our hearts as we reach for the ceiling. They all just frowned and shook their heads. I nodded with a smile and took their bets. Came out on top and they all on the losing end. Nothing turned out how they thought it really should have been. And I ought to thank them for real. Gave me the fire that turned me to steel. If love is war, life is a battlefield. Headed for the sky, wonder how that'll feel. Ready to be living it, making dividends. Winning is a goal and I know that I'm getting it. My rise to the top is getting imminent. Waiting on the challengers, go ahead and send them in. This song's for the winners, never giving up, never giving in when life gets tough. This song's for the soldiers, never call it quits. Live for the challenge, they can never get enough of this song. In the clouds, my path is so clear and I'm walking it now. I think all the haters are starting to doubt. Why they hated in the first place, it's hard to figure out where all of that came from. It's a shame, son, could've come along, but you're digging your grave. Someday we can set aside our differences, and you can chill in my villa, sipping on expensiveness, slaking with the bitterness. Relax, the battle is over, let me bury the axe. Set down your blades, dull your tongues, we out of the ring, so off with the gloves, and let's shake hands like men do. I don't need to rub it in, what I've been through. It's clear I'm the winner, but you can win too. If you let go of the hate, it's so simple. This song's for the winners, never giving up, never giving in when life gets tough. This song's for the soldiers, never call it quits. Live for the challenge, they can never get enough of this. Song's for the winners, never giving up, never giving in when life gets tough. This song's for the soldiers, never call it quits. Live for the challenge, they can never get enough of this.
Good evening. Let's get this rocking.
All right. Hello there, everybody.
Welcome to Coffee Tea with Asen and Gwen. How are you, darling? It's been a while since we got to sit down. I love the blue.
I know, and I love the lace. We're blueing it up tonight, aren't we?
We are.
Totally unplanned, but I guess as psychics, we're kind of synced up a little bit, right?
Well, I've noticed this, okay? Here's the notice of all this. Every one of my co-hosts, I don't tell people what I wear on a daily basis. Because guess what? Asen doesn't know. He reaches into his tote, he grabs what he wants, whatever is in his hand, he goes. They will dress coordinatedly. Ever since we started switching live streams, because I used to blame Joe. Like, he knows my clothes, I buy his clothes, we just seem to dress the same. No. It is a psychic thing, apparently.
Yes. I literally put this on at like 7:45. 20 minutes ago.
So. Oh, you're doing better. Well, I think I threw these down like at 4 today, but no one's seen me on camera today. I haven't told today that today was a black day at the gym because I only wear black, gray, or blue to the gym. So, no, there's no way you could have seen what I was wearing.
No.
I love that top. I would wear that top, except I'd have to do a few things to it.
Well, I like the V-neck.
Oh, I love the V-neck, honey. Believe me, like that V coming down, I love that. No, honey. I would like lift up and separate. and you can do that by stitching underneath the lace to make it happen.
Right there.
Yeah. But no, it has been a wild fucking week. How is your week? We know you're on the roller coaster too, Pagan Pride.
I am, my schedule between now and one month from now, Pagan Pride is September 10th. So we are 1 month away now. And there goes the cold chills. So much is happening in the next month for me personally and professionally that it's just really exciting, fast paced, and I'm really thankful because I feel like I'm back in my zone again.
I hope so, because damn it, I've missed you in your zone. And I'll tell you, me and you, if you get in my zone, honey, we're gonna have to complicate things. Like, that's how it is. You know, if people start getting on my wavelength, it's scary. But if I can get about 10 of them to work at my and to be at that level of creativity, people need to watch out. Like, I'll just warn them now.
I'm actually leaving. I'm doing something that I never do. I'm going on vacation.
Okay. Have you bought a burner phone that is not your office number?
No.
Okay. That is step one to going on vacation.
Okay.
Okay. Why? Because do not want to be on vacation and someone, can I get a reading, a network to call you and go, can you sign in, ace, and to go, what the hell did you leave in my inbox when you left?
I'm going to be able to work in the evenings, but we've got, like, you know, things planned during the day. So I'm still going to be able to work, which is really great. Because I'm the type of person that when I'm in my zone, I still have to work. Like, sure. I will work if I'm sick. The only way that I will not work, at least be on network, is if I am in, like, deep depression. And I've come out of that, and I'm...
Yeah, well, that's... You know what? Your numbers won't suck.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this a minute?
Sure.
Okay, I joke about not being able to take a vacation. Me and you are both on a network. You know, I brought you on because they were doing us really well. My opinion of them has recently changed. But anyhow, if you go on a vacation, let's say you take a standard two-week vacation. It affects you for 3 months. We need birth date. We will definitely be taking questions tonight, but we definitely have to have a birth date, and we will happily take a look at that.
Yes. Thanks.
Yeah. But no, it's been really busy. I need a year, honey. We got to make sure you're 18. That's the thing the lawyers care about, is the year. Otherwise, I don't ask for them. If you have to go through a credit card processing, I don't ask for it. All right. Yay, 93. Thank you. All right. So here's the question. If you guys have any messages for me about my daughter, I greatly appreciate them. Her father and his girlfriend is trying to take, I would assume, the daughter, and I'm scared I'm going to lose her. Birth date is May 10, 93. You want to shuffle it in, or you want me to take it?
Well, you can take it, and let me look and see if I have any decks that would be appropriate.
Okay. She likes to pick her decks. As you see, she has a large library there.
Yes, I have a collection.
We both do.
Oh, yeah. I love
being able to review decks. I'm reviewing. I've got a review. I got a review to do on the Angel Tarot. I have missed that out.
Okay, so I feel called to use the Earth Magic Oracle for this to give some sort of, you know, comfort.
All right, so I use the Ladies' Fan Spread, and with that, we have the first two, which is your past situation, which is you feeling down and depressed and looking for help. Right now, we have you partnering up with, you know, making choices and figuring out what to do. moving ahead into your future. We have the Queen of Swords, which is the Lady of Justice with justice. So this is going to be double justice. So I don't feel like that they are going to be able to take your daughter or do anything with her. They may get their ass kicked, though. The point and the advice here is to relax and focus on what you've done, what you're growing, and pay attention to everything going on, including that, you know, one little detail over here they keep ignoring. Make sure to address that. Okay?
Is that all yours?
That's all mine.
Okay. So three cards actually popped out, so I'll just go with them. The first card is the Milky Way, and that is perspective. So make sure you're gathering all of the information. You're covering the indoor and the back door. You're taking care of all of that. The second card that flipped over was the rebirth card, the spring equinox. So with this, I'm kind of using that as a timeline. So I think the process might take a while. And the other one is childhood innocence. So with this card, what I'm feeling is I don't feel like, because it's kind of what I do, I don't feel like they're going to be traumatized from it. Like they're going to be able to come out of it well and adjusted.
God. All right, so let's do some thank yous and some hellos. Hello, Miss Brenda Bryant. How are you? Justin, how are you? It has been a busy, busy day. Everything's been rocking. Hi, Joe. Yes, we are live.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see, what is the next thing coming up?
Next thing coming up is Mystic Artisans. That is coming up.
Yes. So really excited about that. We'll both be there, right?
Yeah, we'll both be there.
I will be there on behalf of Pagan Pride. Uh-huh. Doing fundraising. So we do have some items for sale that we created, and those will be up for sale. I will be doing readings, and I'm going to take my chair with me. So if anybody wants Reiki or access bars done, I can do that as well. I'm really excited because there's not a whole lot of opportunities for me to vend.
Well, that's because you're still creating.
Well, I'm creating more at home now, and right. so these events that are coming up, I am just that I actually get to attend, I get really excited about.
Right, and see, with me, I've gotten to the point that I'd rather stay home. I am tired of the road. I do a very few events. I prefer being Asen, you know, the priest at, you know, Pagan Pride. We'll have a tarot deck there, of course. Am I reading there? You got to give me a good case. Like, it's going to be a good case. Otherwise, I'm going to send you to one of my girls. Like, Natalie will be reading there. Go see her. She'll call up the dead and tell you exactly what you need.
Tracy will be there as well. Yeah.
Oh, Tracy will be there. Now, she'll just lay it out like it is. Like, I'm sorry. That girl reads like me. She'll lay you out and about 5 seconds.
She is also our healer for the day as well. So awesome. She's pulling double duty. She does things like I do. We both do the access bars. We both do the Reiki. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see something else, you know, someone else that does access bars get to do something, you know. Right. I'm really excited about her being our healer and our reader. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the girls are pulling double duty and it's amazing.
Right. And you know, Natalie's gonna be May Queen, so I'm jerking her up on stage, and you know, we're gonna get to see some of her personality. Of course, we're gonna have Amy Blackthorne there. Now I've got a list of questions I already made up in my mind. I'll write them out in the journal later on controversial topics, controversial theories, culture, and some of that, I'm just fucking nosy.
Well, that's what your pagan panel is, because for those of you who do not know, pagan panel has been renamed to Ace and Knights pagan panel.
Yes. It's my time to roast the community and some of the leaders also. I.e. draw them on stage and go, so what is this about?
Well, see, I saw
you on TikTok saying this, and according to this and this and this and this, you know.
Well, course, we all know that you have no problem interviewing on the whim, but you also pull no punches either.
No,
you just give it to it straight.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that is very much needed right now, because everybody is kind of, I'm not saying cowering in fear, but there's a lot of happening, you know?
And this has been a problem since about the mid-70s when the Alexandrian Gardnerian tiff began. Apparently someone got upset because someone wore too much jewelry to a ritual. I mean, if you throw your neck out while dancing the circle, I can understand that. But anyhow, there has been this tiff going on for now 50 years. So I have heard of this tiff because I'm dual trained. And then we got a bunch of eclectics running around here going, I don't know what this tiff is about. And it's like, they're mad over a ring. They're mad over this. They're mad over that. They're mad over where the freaking wand goes on an altar.
Yeah.
Okay. So we get to have fun. I get to have fun. I make it entertaining for everybody involved. But my whole point on that panel is to show you that, guess what? You put 13 witches in a room, not one of them will agree on where the candle goes.
No. So I have a question for you.
I've got a question, but go for it.
What is your opinion? And I realize that just by starting out like that, that is striking a match. So what is your opinion on people who are initiated by someone versus someone who just took on the role?
Okay. For what direction?
So becoming clergy.
Okay.
I mean, so someone, now, although they may have has spent lots of time studying and researching, but they were not initiated, regardless of tradition.
Initiated by a teacher. If we're ignoring tradition, because tradition comes into play in three instances.
Okay.
I don't mind initiate versus non-initiate for three, unless it's these three instances. If you are initiating another person, you need to have been initiated. If that person non-initiated knows the call of the goddess, and when I mean that, and this is, you know, something my third really hate when they come to me and go, I think I'm ready for my third. And I said, all right, tell me what the goddess says. Because it has nothing to do with you. You are nothing but the servant. And then my third thing, and this is kind of the crossbreed of this, is if all they have is title, then fuck them. Because I've seen initiates were shit, and I've seen non-initiates that I look at and go, okay, I'm free Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Let's initiate you up. This is another major problem that comes into a play when you deal with British initiate versus American initiate. Is British initiate will look and go, yeah, so that's cute. What are you doing with it? American initiates, if they lead with Lord Ace and Raven Knight, that's a problem for me. One of my old high priestesses used to say, they need to know your actions before they know your name, before they know your title. That's why rarely official documents, official PR, you will see part of my title. You do not see my full title unless I have to sign an official document, and then I will gladly list out everything there. Titles mean nothing. Work means everything.
Yeah.
if you have a third degree grand Gardnerian high priest, tradition leader, protector of blank, doing fucking nothing, and I have an eclectic that has studied every open and closed text, done the research, can tell you what color Maxine Saunders robe was on that second degree of the night.
Wow.
Initiation. And she can kick ass in a circle. And when she says circle up, that temple raises like a mighty fucking castle. But then you turn around and she's like, we got to wrap this up at 9:45. I have to be at the food pantry at 7 a.m. Let's whack this out. Let's go, guys. That's what I look for. That's the importance. Magic, please. The most powerful magic not one witch is currently practicing. You know why? Because it only comes from a certain type of breed of witch that isn't even classified as a witch. It's a little 98-year-old woman that's in the back of a Catholic temple and does her Hail Marys every day. Why? Because she wants this, this, and this to occur. She wants her grandchild to clean up his act. She wants her family back together. She wants her husband to know she loves her. That's the most powerful magic. I don't care how much you study. I've studied multiple traditions. I've been initiated so damn much. I've got paperwork and sigils and scars and cuts and burns in different places over all of it. Means nothing.
I really like that. I do. And I absolutely agree.
Because
how can you call yourself It's just because it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
We as witches, and if I use the umbrella term witches, are people that create changes.
Right.
We are the voices. And I mean, yes, I've struggled with getting my voice in the past, but I've been working on it. but you really need to find a cause and create with it, just pour into it.
Something that I really want, and I tell my students, I don't care where they're at in their study, you are no better as a witch. You are no better than Gerald Gardner if you aren't doing something. Mm-hmm. The earliest documents that we have, which is Dorothy Cullough's poetry, it talks about a community party and how much she is looking forward to it. Okay? The only documents that we have that are released from Dorothy Clutterbuck is poetry. And we recently talked about this on another show. And it talks about May Day and Lanasa. And it talks about the joy of seeing the community come together. The point of being a witch is not to cast spells and hexes. Those are cute and fun. The point of being a witch is to be a servant of the community, to be taking care of the community. And I'm not talking the pagan community. That's real cute. I'm talking about your coven stead. Your coven stead is within one horse's range of your location. That means that little single mother down the street that acts like a fucking idiot in the middle of your street at 3 o'clock in the morning because she got in a fight with her boyfriend because he beat her ass, you need to be working for her. She needs to be in the bottom of your cauldron. And this divide that we have within this pagan communities and within the pagan communities needs to stop. This is why the evangelicals can come after us. Now, I am teaching a class that is probably going to be controversial to most people.
I'm excited for it.
I did have to move the date because I had it backwards on my calendar. Lady Gwendolyn corrected me on my calendar. And I was like, no problem. Let's fix that.
Yeah.
I am teaching a class called The Book of the Old Law. The Book of the Old Law originally came from Aleister Crowley. It was Pastor Gerald Gardner. Gerald Gardner modified it and passed it to... I always get her name mixed up. Female Valiente. Doreen.
Yeah.
Hi, Julie. When she said, we are at war, we are having people lose their jobs and children, Gerald, you cannot keep doing this. We need laws and rules. And he said, we already have laws and rules, and we have a plan for that. I will send it to you. And it was the 68 principles of the old law, which all of them basically means one is whole of the law, meaning do what thy will and harm none. The second part of that is, and many people forget this, take no shit.
Yep.
So yes, I will be teaching that class. That class is going to be free to anyone that wants to join it. You have to go and register as a seat because I'm teaching it in not an open Zoom. Oh, we're doing amazing.
We're getting a little edgy tonight.
Oh, I ain't even getting edgy.
Well.
Oh, honey, you have seen me edgy. You have seen me dress down people.
Well, I remember how I said that, you know, I'm trying to find my voice and talk about certain things that I normally wouldn't.
Right.
And I'm kind of known for pushing people out of their comfort zone. So here's me pushing myself out. I am, I guess, at that generation that I can see multiple sides of everything and the open and closed practice thing is weighing.
I'm trying to close down now and withhold.
Well, it's on my mind right now, and right. The thing about it is, and it leads into pagan pride because this year is the peacock of culture. It's celebrating diversity.
Right.
So we all come, and I'm actually writing on this, and it goes into the program, but it. We all come from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have information on this if it was closed.
Right.
Somebody somewhere leaked out that information.
No, they did not leak it out. They shared it.
Okay. Now, so that's
been my whole thing with open and closed practices.
Yeah. I feel if it was closed, then, you know, we wouldn't have all these teachers on it. And you know, so I understand if you didn't come from that and you weren't taught by somebody from that, isn't that the same as, you know, traditions and initiates? And isn't that along the same line?
It is, but it's being used wrong.
Okay.
Here is how it's being used wrong. Okay. Here's a really great example. And then I'm going to call out somebody.
I didn't mean to.
She get called out a lot here, but she's going to get called out a little bit more.
Okay.
There's a difference between casting a standard circle for ritual practices and casting a initiate circle 1 through 3 and casting a fort circle or forced circle. Okay. Forced circles are not public information. Thirds and supreme, well, and temple leaders, or some people who know the common term now I've seen used in signatures, and it annoys the fuck out of me. If supremes know how to cast a, yeah, listen.
That's because of American Horror Story. That's it.
Yes, that is. And it's normally in joking emails. Okay. But let's say 20 years from now, someone finds a fucking email from someone. Dear Miss Supreme, that will become fucking public information.
Yeah.
Not Emperor at Large or Empress at Large. Okay. There's a difference. You've seen me cast initiate circle.
Mm-hmm.
You did not hear the words. You saw me cast it. How different is that from you casting circle at ritual?
I just learned by watching you.
Exactly. You learned. You felt the force. You felt that blue fire that comes up. That is different than when you go out and do a public circle. That energy force is different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably believe in that.
Yeah. That is the difference between closed practice and open practice. Kernunos, who we have very little information on, zero mystery on, and very much a lot of folkloric stories, is not a fucking closed practice. If you can walk into a bookstore, buy a book, and read it, guess what? It's not a closed practice.
No.
Secondly, you said something very important. Very, very important. What did you just say a minute ago?
I learned it by watching you.
Exactly.
Like, do you remember that old commercial? And that's horrible that I just said old commercial, because it's probably like from late 80s and early 90s when it's like, I learned it by watching you. And that was the whole vision that
but
I had.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. How did we learn to sage? Well, you know, how did we used to learn witchcraft? Pre-1960s, the only way you learned witchcraft is you came and cleaned my house while I taught you this, that, and another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I grew up in an old circle. When I say old circle, it was old style. It was no, you give me $20 a month, and you come and you do an hour and a half lesson with me, and you go home and you do your paperwork, and we hand you a certificate that says you completed this, and you know how to do this, and you know how to call the goddess. No, 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 no. You learned by doing. You learned how to do a house cleansing by cleansing a house.
Yeah.
That's why you heard me make comments, I need a few damn dedicates around here. My house is getting messy.
Yep.
And you looked at me and go, huh? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it led me to think about, you know, my upbringing, you know, where I came from. And where I came from is a very modern style. Mm-hmm. I learned by doing, but through social media.
Right.
So I taught lessons in, I mean, big on communication and kept people engaged and things like that. So
right.
I was still, you know, elevated in person and by someone.
Right.
So
and both are valid. Mm-hmm. Both are witches. Both are different styles of witches. The thing I get pissy about, and you'll see me lose my witch broom on, because I'll bash it over somebody's head and reach for my staff to knock them out, is when they start quoting bullshit and going, oh, well, that's third degree. Oh, you're not an initiate. I can't talk to you about that. Yeah, I will lose my shit. If I hear one of my children say that, they better call a dentist. And I mean it. They better call a dentist because they're going to need one. Anyhow.
Well, with mine, it was somewhere along the line, I got it stuck in my head that said knowledge is to be shared and should be free.
Right.
And
that is a principle.
And it's stuck in, right. And that's why everything of mine is the way that it is. And,
right.
You know, I mean, okay. if I'm charging money for something, then I worked really, really hard for it.
Right.
And just know that.
The thing and the thought behind that. In the old days. Okay, first of all, you know, on average, I pay a housekeeper about $80 to come and do a real good clean. Sometimes it's about $200, depending on how much I need done.
Yeah.
The old days. When I say old days, I'm talking 1920 to possibly 1958 into early 60s. If you were training underneath me, you would come, you would learn, you'd live in my house, and you would learn by doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The principle of knowledge is free worked great up until some things changed. When things changed, when you stopped copying directly out of my book of shadows onto your own paper, when we stopped having Covenstead meetings and started having long distance conference calls and phone calls and mailings. I mean, let's take a modern example that's having to live within that era. Donna with Appalachian Ministries.
Yes.
Can you imagine if she was a high priestess, which she is, teaching all those students and it being free? She may have a beautiful home and her animals are took care of and her farmland is worked, but she'd be broke.
Yeah.
In today's modern era. This is why stuff began being charged for. My classes are charged for. When it's done, it covers the expenses of the class.
Yeah.
Like, there's no profit made. It's non-profit.
I completely understand that, too. Right.
Now, originally, this is cute. Thank you, Terror Destroyer. You have been around before. Goodbye. And no, my cards aren't made from China. They're printed in the United States. That's all I will say for that.
Yep.
So, the Alexandrian tradition. We will take it for example. The Alexandrian tradition started really easy. He opened his apartment door. And people started crowding in. And they would stay for however. They would have discussions. There are tales of Alexandrian witches when they say they learned at the foot of Alexander Sonder, at the feet of Alexander and Maxine Sonder, they're not talking as in they learned worshiping them. No, they're talking they pulled up a seat on the floor.
Could you imagine how amazing those discussions would have been?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to have those conversations now.
Yeah, and like, we do when we have a chance.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not, I mean, it's not as communal, you know. It's not like communities get together and have conversations and really nurture each other the way that they used to.
Mm-hmm.
The lost art.
It's not a lost art. It's a style of community. Now, this is what's not talked about. Dinner comes around 5. People have to eat breakfast. Power bill has to be paid. It would occur. People would take it together, connection plates and all that, because Alex and Maxine were raising children. They have a lovely daughter. They were taking care of other things and doing other things to do that. The money came in. The bills were paid. Everybody was fed. If we take a look at our holidays, look at how they're staged out. If you're thinking of a traditional home living on the seasonal cycle, or community living on a seasonal cycle, when's in bulk?
February 2nd.
What is the lowest in a home around that time? And what do you have plenty of? If you are just growing your animals and your food.
You don't have many vegetables at that point in time because that's winter.
You may have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You want to see who survived the winter because guess what? It's one of the biggest killers. Used to be starvation. So I think that Wicca has to honor all of its history, the down and dirty history, you know, the argument between, you know, Gerald Gardner and, you know, Valiente that went on, because Valiente was like, Gerald, I done told you, don't be calling the damn camera crew for a full moon ritual. We don't want them there.
No.
And he's like, watch me. Try me, woman. Try me today. I, and, you know, no one talks about Gerald Gardner's first high priestess that died. Everyone tries to say Valiente was his first high priestess. No, she wasn't.
Monique Wilson was in there somewhere too, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Okay. She was his last high priestess.
Okay.
She's the one that sold the Witch's Museum to Ripley's, believe it or not.
See, even in our community, as far as, you know, witches and pagans go, we have our traitors and our dirty people.
We do. We do. We have the ones that should be burnt out of history.
Yes.
And that is a ritual burning. So, yeah, things happen. There is good history. There's, you know, there is a book called, I believe it's called The Bull Sun God. It is a lovely pagan book that has a lot of the unknown, untalked about history that people should learn. Is that information closed? No. Far from it. Stuff that is closed, that has been closed by tradition, will stay closed. This craft they're coming out with, well, that's a closed practice. No, it's not. Ain't been a closed practice since this book. Oh, that's a founding member of Wicca. They published it. Here's a key example. Silver Ravenwolf. Very controversial person.
Yep.
Yep. She has a tradition called Black Forest Tradition. I studied under her. I was a third degree high priest and in no longer good standing because I've left that tradition to take over another tradition. But anyhow, I'm sitting here reading her latest book, and this closed practice healing ritual, right there in the book. So does that make that closed practice anymore? No.
Once something becomes
public information, it is no longer closed.
Yeah.
Okay. If Lady Gwendolyn inherits my Book of Shadows and she decides to publish it, and the theory of continual consciousness is in that book and it's published, then it's no longer closed information. It has been revealed to the public. It is just like raising a circle. If you've been doing ritual in circle and there's still energy contained within that circle and you unseal that circle, you have opened that energy to the public to be used as necessary.
Yep.
Now, what's your thought?
Does it make it right? No. I mean, there is some things that, you know, like, unless you stated that this is what you wanted done with your life's work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you said that and it was published, then I can get behind that. But like, I don't have, you know, everything that I have ever written mm-hmm. has been shared.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I don't have anything private. I have what? So. You know, I don't have a set tradition. I'm a little bit of everything.
Yes, you do. You do have a set tradition, my dear. Miss Ravenstone, you quite certainly do.
Well, yes. But as far as my personal practice, is that a better statement?
That's better.
Okay.
I was about to say, young lady.
No, I do, you know, I have a papa.
Uh-huh. Who's a loudmouth. And a bitch and an asshole and will drag your ass for a mile if he catches you fucking over yourself.
Yeah.
But here's my point, and this has been my major point in general with this. The goddess will allow things to be revealed when it is time.
Yeah.
Here is a quote key point. This is something that's that is currently, I would say, is close practice. The ritual that was performed during World War One World War One's gathering by the OTO to defeat people was led and committed and done and stopped the invasion of England during World War One. Then again in World War II, Gerald Gardner and a number of the founding members, including the Saunders tribe, wasn't a tradition at that time, it was either a clan or a tribe, committed the same ritual. It is still close practice. What do we know about that ritual? The cone of power was raised, the chant "you will not cross" was used, and multiple members of that gathering died within 6 months. That's all the information we have on that. That ritual is still close practice. That is a closed practice ritual.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's closed. You don't have the details. You have very minimal information. Now let's look at something that became public. And actually became public, not how it was used. At the end of a ritual, there's a closing statement. Maxine Saunders was holding ritual one Ostara night. And she said to close out her ritual, "Marry me, marry part, till we marry meet again." Very fitting. What do we now see being used in public?
That greeting.
Marry meet, marry meet. I hear it so many times. I'm like, well, I hope you at least know where it came from.
Yeah. The same goes for Blessed Be.
Same thing. It was the end of why is her name escaping me tonight? It was used in one of Valiente's public rituals. Then it became used again by Lady with the Crow. Owned an antique shop. Worked in treasures.
Margaret Murray?
No.
Oh, no. She was an Egyptologist.
She was an Egyptologist that also was a Celticologist.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens when you have too much shit in your head.
Yeah. I'm putting you through it tonight.
Is this the fourth degree exam that, you know, everyone talks about? And our crow is Jack. It'll come to me later. Okay. Anyway, she stated it in one of her books.
Mm-hmm. Like, I admit, I was one of the Blessed Be people, like, whenever I first started out, and I've since adopted blessings. I give blessings to people. Like, that's how, you know, I do. That's mine.
Right.
So... yeah, interesting conversation.
Very much so. So what else is on your mind?
I'm just overwhelmed by looking at my schedule for the next month, and I'm really excited to see everybody out there. But like I said, because there's a lot going on. I have, you know, the week prior to Pagan Pride clear, so I can finally get the last minute details tied up, but everything's pretty much sealed and delivered right now. Right. I mean, the only thing that has to be finished is the program.
Right.
So, and we have somebody amazing working on that. So that's going to be amazing. But okay, so we're going to see everybody and Mystic Artist on August 21st. Mm-hmm. We're there from what, like 8 to 6 or something like that?
Right. And yeah, we're there from 8 to 6.
And then that week, I'm doing something not pagan and not psychic related, and I'm really excited about. What a lot of people don't know, that I am a graduate of the PIP Partners in Policy Making class with the West Virginia Disability Developmental Disability Council, and I am also a facilitator with the West Virginia Leadership Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to go to a training for that facilitation thing that week, you know, after that. I'm going to be gone for a couple of days for that. So that's you know, something that I get to do and help within the West Virginia community. A lot of stuff that the people from there work with also has to do with addiction issues. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we work on as for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 27th, that is on a Saturday, I will be at the Mystic Moon Fair festival at the Haunted Hayman House in Sutton, West Virginia. So if you are around, come out for that. That is from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. I will not be the only reader there. Rain and Ravenwind will be there as well. I did find out about that. They are awesome. So, and then there will be other vendors and stuff there as well. I'm going to take my chair and offer up some access bars there as well. So that's exciting. I've attended an event there before, but I've never participated in an event there. And right. I love that house.
Right.
So then, but that is all within the span of 1 week.
Wow. Very cool.
So that's why I'm like,
oh boy, know. That's nothing.
Oh, I'm going to need to take a vacation from all of this.
Right.
But yeah, really exciting. A lot of great things happening within the next month. So that's 3 events, bam, 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 coming up.
Right. That's good. And then I decided, I don't know, I guess I just had a blunt moment when I was doing my calendar, and then I got a little So on August 20th, I'm doing the Art of Scrying intro. On August 28th, I'm doing Tarot 101, Journey of the Fools. And of course, August 28th at 8 p.m., I'm doing The Old Laws.
You're pulling double duty on the 28th?
Yeah.
Dual classes?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yep. Plus, the 27th, I'm having Power Saturday. So that'll be fun.
Busy, busy. We are keeping those planners hopping, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are keeping all 4 of them hopping. I want to say Patricia, but I'm not sure that's right.
Patricia Crowler?
No.
The only Patricia I know.
Okay. Yeah, I can't find it currently. It'll hit me in like freaking 3 o'clock in the morning and I'll be like, yes, I know. I should have knew that.
I know. It happens to the best of us.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, she was very prolific in writing. She done a lot of stuff in the 70s, 60s and 70s. So it's always interesting and fun. All right. So those are the things we're doing. And what self-care are you doing?
I have been going to the, started back going to the gym and because I do my workouts in the pool.
Uh-huh.
So swimming, floating, actually exercising because they have weights and stuff there that you put in the water for resistance, which those are really awesome. Right, I prefer doing that versus any type of physical therapy. And I've been losing weight and I like went through a mass cleanse of my clothes and stuff. And they just left today. Four big black bags.
Mm-hmm. Off to the goodwill, I hope.
No, they went to someone who was going to go through them and possibly, you know, because they can wear the sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, even better.
No, I did not want to. I was very adamant about it not going somewhere that they were going to charge a lot,
mm-hmm.
Or obviously not racist or homophobic,
right?
I was looking for some place that would either give the clothes away to their people or, mm-hmm. you know, I do know of a place that charges a quarter.
Right.
A piece. And I'm okay with that, you know. Right. So I had some options, but when someone reached out to me and I was like, absolutely perfect. So. Right. You say, yeah, working on getting the place cleaned up and back where I want it. Because whenever you are in the pit of depression, you do not care where anything lies and lives.
Mm-hmm. Dear Sybil Leek is who we were talking about.
Sybil Leek?
Yes.
Yes, I remember. That's Mo's woman. That's the one that Mo loves. And yes, she did. She always had that crow on her shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yep. Her. Okay. Going on vacation to Cleveland, and my favorite museum is up there. I've only been there one time, but uh-huh. I know a lot has been there. The Buckland Museum.
Uh-huh.
And that is my place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have Salem and Lori, which don't get me wrong, Lori is great, but I'm a Buckland girl.
Well, that's understandable. And you know, Buckland was able to salvage and maintain a lot. I do want you to take time though, as you're going through the museum and see what things you see that you do not see in common practice now.
Well, I'm not going this time, but I am going to make another trip. I want to take the kid there because she's old enough now. But I'm not really for sure I'm going to be. If I make it there, I will definitely be recording and, you know, talking about it. What?
And taking notes. And then you also have to have the chili.
Yeah.
So
far we have the aquarium planned and there's a thing at the zoo planned. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun and it's just, you know, me and the kid going and
right.
So it's exciting. Something big for us.
Yeah, but you need to go have the chili either with spaghetti or on a hot dog.
Okay.
Cincinnati chili. It is the most delicious, unusual food that you can only get there. Skyline chili.
Okay.
You will love it.
Okay.
Let me see. There's also some lovely parks up there. There's some nice stores up there.
Yeah. Now, the host of Cleveland Pagan Pride, because theirs is coming up really soon.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm thinking it's this weekend. If it's this weekend, they're tapping into the energy of the full moon, just like we're going to be. So, wow. But anyway, he has a shop, and I want to go to his shop.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a great experience.
So I do want
to have some witchy stuff happening while I'm up there. I'm going to try.
Well, you know, your girl likes to go find pretty rocks and, you know, look at pretty stones and talk to cute people and draw pretty pictures. So that'll be good for her.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, it's been a great evening. I've enjoyed this discussion. I hope you guys have, too.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us, Ms. Lady Gwen, for coffee and tea. Now, if you guys would like to get a reading from her or healing or access bars or more information on her, where can they go find you?
Well, Vanna, that would be LadyGwendolynHealing.com.
Yeah. In your Miss Fox interpretation.
Couldn't help myself.
I know. I love Selena Fox when she does this. And you do her so well. That's your main drop tonight. Now, we do want to take a moment and thank our patrons. If you would like to support us, you can do so by visiting PCSPnetwork.com. And, you know, you can also get readings from us there. We do have our page there. We have our profile there. You can learn more about us. But we want to thank our patrons for supporting the network. And that is Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda Bryan, Ashley Guest, Shannon C, Shannon D. There's two of them. Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, ever-loving psychic Dottie the Psychic, Tracy Vaughn, Donna Wyatt, and the Laughing Tree Grove. If you would like to learn more, again, visit PCSP Network. And if you would like to get a reading from me, you can do so by going to aceandnight.com, where not only you can book appointments, you can use my on-demand services and also my email services that are provided there. Now, with that being said, you have a magical evening. Figure out why you say the things you say and where they come from. And if you don't know it, then hit the library like you're supposed to. But until then, good night, y'all.
Night.